The Secret Service is on track to get more into its budget next year, but members of Congress and the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General say the president's budget request isn't nearly enough to help turn around lingering problems at that agency. Staffing shortages, low morale, and high attrition rates are big pain points for the Secret Service and its new director. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The president's 2018 budget calls for a 1% boost to Secret Service funding and 450 more personnel next year. But there's some concern that what's proposed isn't enough to boost employee morale, improve retention rates, and turn around a workforce that's been asked to do more with a lot less. Randolph Ollis is the new director of the Secret Service.
We estimate generally we're short probably $200 to $300 million a year for what we need to do to actually hire people, have the correct technology in place. He talked about IT issues. Certainly don't disagree with any of those things. So some of those do revolve around resource issues. But getting good programs in place, having good leadership to lay down those programs and execute those programs are all critical to fundamentally resetting where the Secret Service is.
He says the agency can make progress under the president's budget request. Others, though, aren't as optimistic. Congressman John Katko is the chairman of the House Homeland Security, Transportation, and Protective Security Subcommittee.
It's clear that some things need to be done. It's clear that this budget doesn't reflect it. And it's also clear that I think that Director Ellis may have some sort of constraints with respect to what exactly he's going to request because of his position. I understand that, but I want to suggest that we do something a little different here.
Katko says he wants the agency to come up with a kind of wish list or a series of recommendations and legislative suggestions for the Secret Service in the future. But the agency has been in a perpetual cycle of staffing shortages over the past few years, and that's contributed to poor morale and high attrition. Katko says he's informally spoken to some Secret Service agents, and these are some of the things they told him.
The new agents we have hired in the past 3 years, or in recent past, about 40% leave within 3 years. There are probably only 1,200 agents in the field offices, and we are getting crushed. This does not include agents on the details to D.C. We have about a total of 2,000 to 2,200 agents. Our numbers are way down. The 3,200 administration staff includes support staff. We are top-heavy with 14 and 15 bosses. I'm not sure which branch you're particularly referring to. We need to be under a different retirement system. We're under the FERS, and we should be under the Coast Guard retirement system. This would differentiate us from other agencies, boost morale, and maybe we could hire more people. You can't do this job for more than 20 years at the pace where you're going. Another one, they have to lift a max out of the pay cap. I made 104 hours of overtime in the month of April and will only see 16 hours of that money for the month. The rest I won't see. Anything over 162 hours now through the rest of the year, I will never see a penny of that money.
That list goes on and on. Ollis says he's implemented some of the recommendations the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General has suggested. He says the hiring process has gotten better.
It's a leadership aspect in terms of affecting their morale. It's trying to hire more agents and stem the attrition. The hiring actually is going well. We actually, Mr. Roth was laying out some numbers there. We'll reach 6,800 this year. We are making better progress than we have been in the past. All of the classes are being filled. But again, as highlighted by the committee and also by the Inspector General, there are issues on attrition. We have to address those. Part of that is engagement with the workforce. That's my responsibility to get out there and make sure they understand we recognize their problems and we're going to correct those issues, that we're not just standing idly by while it happens.
Ollis says the time to hire is down to about 4 months now. The Secret Service says it'll hire about 300 special agents, 280 uniformed division officers, and 260 administrative, professional, and technical staff by the end of fiscal 2017. John Roth is the Inspector General for DHS. He says he's seen some signs of progress, but the challenges are huge. Secret Service needs to hire about 1,700 more employees by 2022 to reach a staffing level of 8,200 workers. Meanwhile, the agency has seen more attrition in fiscal 2016 than at any other point in its history. That trend will continue again this year. And the Secret Service doesn't have enough human resources personnel to write position descriptions and conduct work quickly to bring on new hires. Outdated IT systems slow down the process, too. Here's Roth.
So, for example, when we took a look at law enforcement hiring, and we did a report that was issued a couple months ago, we looked at Secret Service and we looked at ICE and CBP. When we asked for data, for example, they couldn't give us real-time data as to how many people were in the pipeline, where they were, because they didn't have any data systems that would allow them to track the kind of hiring they need. And this is something that is fundamental and basic in any private corporation or private industry, to be able to streamline the kinds of data systems that you have. So, for example, Secret Service has two different data systems that don't talk to each other. So there has to be a manual input of data from one system to the other.
The Secret Service sat last among 305 agency subcomponents on the Partnership for Public Services 2016 Best Places to Work rankings. Overall, employee engagement dipped just below 33 points last year. Here's Alice.
We estimate generally we're short probably $200 to $300 million a year. But what we need to do to actually hire people, have the correct technology in place. He talked about IT issues, certainly don't disagree with any of those things. So some of those do revolve around resource issues, but getting good programs in place, having good leadership to lay down those programs and execute those programs are all critical to fundamentally resetting where the Secret Service is.
The Secret Service says it'll have about 500 to 700 officers who will exceed the mandatory pay cap on overtime hours this year. Many agents and officers have their days off canceled as they're called in for additional work. And Secret Service investigators are often pulled in to do protection work. That puts more strains on the agency. Here's Alice.
I mean, one of the impressive things about the agency is they get the job done no matter what. And as I tell them, that's good and that's bad. It's good that they're doing the mission. The bad part is where is the work-life balance for the agency, for our uniformed division officers and our special agents? And it's generally not there. And then you throw on top of that the pay cap issue. And as I say, you know, how fair is it to ask people to work for free, which is basically what happens when they hit that biweekly cap. They keep on working and they get the mission done no matter what.
Roth's office, meanwhile, would see a 9 to 10% budget decrease in 2018. That's according to the president's budget request.
That represents about a 15% decrease in the number of people that we would have. So it will decrease the tempo of the kinds of audits, inspections, and investigations we will do at the same time that the department itself is growing by about 6%. So we are going down while the department is going up. And they are going up in very high-risk areas, Customs and Border Protection, increased infrastructure investment in the southwest border barrier, those kinds of things, which really are our meat and potatoes, what we spend a lot of time looking at because they are risky areas for the department, we will be unable to do anything with.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.